Democratic debate, coronavirus update. I'm John Trout. First, there's this. A top Trump administration official, John Rood, Undersecretary of Defense for Policy at the Pentagon, has been asked to resign after losing the confidence of senior national security leadership. A top Democratic presidential candidates are in Las Vegas tonight. Billionaire Mike Bloomberg will face five of his harshest critics on the debate stage. Senator and candidate Bernie Sanders characterized the former mayor of New York City this way.
I'm worth $60 billion. I have more wealth than the bottom 125 million Americans. I'll buy the presidency. That offends me very much.
79 more people on board the Princess cruise ship in a Japanese port have tested positive for coronavirus. Correspondent Philip Rivers.
Day after day, the numbers keep going up. I mean, 621, that means we're getting close to nearly 20% of the entire number of passengers and crew that were on board the ship are now testing positive, and those numbers could keep going up. And as a result, passengers that remain on board the ship, people here in Japan, they're concerned, they're worried.
Over 2,000 people have died from the disease. U.S. producer prices climbed last month at its fastest pace since October 2018. Correspondent Scott Carr has new economic indicators from Washington.
John, the Labor Department says higher prices for services more than offset a drop in the cost of energy in January, causing its producer price index to jump a half a percentage point, following a 0.2% increase in December. That increase much bigger than economists expected. Much of it, the department says, came from higher markups for clothes, jewelry, shoes, and accessories. Meantime, the Commerce Department reports the construction of new homes edged back 3.6% in January after a December surge that had pushed home construction to the highest level in 13 years. I'm Scott Carr.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 56 points. I'm John Trout.
Deborah's home was stolen. Now, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity, gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
They held your hand on the first day of school. They've been there for every important milestone in your life. Now it's your turn to be there for them. As the area's only non-for-profit hospice, Hospice of Yuma works to ensure that your loved one receives the quality care and attention they deserve. If you have a family member diagnosed with a terminal illness and are feeling overwhelmed, we want you to know that you and your family are not alone. The community's best hospice care provider is only one call away. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma. Your community, your hospice.
Your body's gonna love this store. Herbs to Oils is brand new in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Here's founder and owner, Tony Holland.
At Herbs to Oils, we are all about natural and holistic health, and that's why we are introducing our flu shot in a bottle. Come check us out. All the ingredients are certified pure, therapeutic grade, and all natural, and designed to keep the flu away from you. And here is the best part. No needles. Flu shot in a bottle is designed to keep the flu away from you.
Flu shot in a bottle? Herbs to Oils, keeping the flu away from you with no needles.
Herbs to Oils is all about holistic health with natural, high-quality herbs, oils, supplements, pure drinking water, massage, and sensory flotation. Brand new in the Fortuna Palms Plaza.
Your body's gonna love this door.
Remember when your parents used to say, so you're a comedian now, or you think that's funny? All along you were just honing your funny side. They just didn't appreciate your comedic genius. Now you can share it with the world at the Open Mic Comedy Night at Icons Grill. On Sunday, March 8th, starting at 8 p.m., you can get up in front of an audience of 100-plus people eager to be driven to laughter. That's where you come in. Polish up your best jokes, your best skits and routines, and bring them to Icons Grill on Sunday, March 8th. Do your best to have the audience falling out of their seats with gut-busting laughter. On the following Sunday, March 15th, the winner will open for Bruce Baum. Really? Bruce Baum? Yes, that Bruce Baum. The king of prop comedy. The diaper-wearing baby man guy. Star of The Simpsons, Hollywood Squares, HBO, and Comedy Central. That Bruce Baum. He's a national comedic treasure. Don't miss your opportunity to be on stage with him. Get your funny on at Icons Grill in the foothills. Sunday, March 8th at 8 p.m. Don't miss your big chance.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Great week of weather continues with sunny and 81 today, 54 overnight tonight, north wind at 5. 82 and sunny tomorrow, 55 on Thursday night, 81 on Friday, 56 Friday night, increasing clouds on Friday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
AM 560 KBLU, Russ Clark with you. It's Chamber Chatter. I'm filling in for John Curtis. And he sets up the agenda, the guest, everything. But I happen to know him. That was great. Isaac Russell's with me, co-owner of partner at Littlewood Arts Center.
Not the Arts Center, Littlewood Fine Art and Community.
I'm just reading my notes.
Oh, Littlewood Fine Art and Community Co-op. But yeah, it is an art center.
I'm not rewriting.
It's all right.
I didn't have Leah on my list here.
Leah's a bonus.
She's a bonus. Leah's a bonus. Leah Littlewood. So say good morning.
Good morning.
Abraham Andre, owner of Rolls and Bowls. Tell me if I get this right. Rolls and Bowls and the Chicano Art Walk.
Yes. Rolls and Bowls and Chicano Art Collective. Chicano Art Walk are the name of the event.
Somebody needs to get back to John Curtis. Chicano Art Collective.
He's always close.
But you guys are friends.
Yes.
In fact, what little I've been to Littlewood Art Studio, I've seen you in there.
Yes, you know, absolutely. We just had a Chicano Art Walk, 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. Uh-huh. We had a Chicano Art Walk. We did over an expo with over 15 different artists. We have 6 live bands. And yeah, we've been working together for the past year and a half. And here we're doing this new project, which is Chicano Art Walk Music Festival, Arte en la Calle, along with the Littlewood Co-ops, with the Littlewoods and the city of San Luis as well.
No, wait a minute. I didn't even know there was an art festival going on.
Yeah, it's coming up.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
In May.
And it's going to be down in San Luis.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you guys got down there. Oh, I do know. You went down to Rolls and Bowls.
Well, not just. We've been building bridges to South County via art for the last couple of years with the Creative Communities Institute. That's really where we got to start working with Abraham a lot.
You got to pull that mic right in front of you because it is directional.
There we go.
And I know you're sharing it.
It's okay.
And that's nice of you.
It's not just Rolls and Bowls, although it's one of my favorite places to eat on planet Earth. So we've been building bridges to South County and trying to pull people back and forth because people act like it's another world, you know, like it's another country. It's not. It's 20 minutes away.
I don't mind them saying that, though, that it's another world. Because it's kind of unique, and it needs to be visited.
But it's our friends and neighbors.
Of course,
and
it's both.
Yeah.
But it's like going to Martinez Lake. It's a different place.
Well, yeah, kind of.
San Luis is a different place. It's worth the visit.
Well, absolutely. but we started with the Creative Communities Institute two years ago. And with the DIY Murals Project with Lindsay and Maria and Michael McKivigan and a bunch of other people. And it's grown from there. So the Chicano Art Collective, when did you guys found that?
We found out back in 2018. We did a total of 70 events, 7 art walks over at Rolls and Bowls. and which we're really successful. We got different artists from not local but only regional artists and independent live music. So we did a total of 7 events with the support of 10 different local businesses. And
now when you say you support different local businesses, through the art walk, you support local businesses?
No, the businesses supported.
Oh, support them, the art.
Yes, supported the arts. Yes,
that's how we funded.
That's how we funded to make these events.
And you've been doing it for quite a while. What can I expect when I go down? And this one's, I mean, you're partnering with the Littlewoods. It's got to be big.
Yes. This one's going to be. I'm looking for something special. Yes. This is going to be a way different. All over past Chicano art walks used to be at Rolls and Bowls. Now we're partnering with the city of San Luis, Arizona, and we're doing the event over at the Centro Cultural Cesar Chavez.
Okay, good.
There's going to be the football field, and you should be expecting a car show, low riders, custom bikes, food vendors,
beer garden,
two stages,
lots of music, dancing.
Is the mayor going to be there?
Yes.
It'll be inside, outside.
Of course they're going to be. They're politicians down there. They get out involved. That's great.
And over 75 visual artists on display as well. So, yes. Yeah.
And they know how to throw a party down in San Luis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A little bit.
So it'll be something. I always enjoy that because they have a good time. And
we do.
And it's really, and that's a nice facility. And it's safe. It's enclosed. It's fenced.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice.
Yeah. Well, big family friendly event. The whole park, the whole inside.
And they eat.
Oh, we got some good food coming.
And it's an open event. It's a free event. So.
Oh, it's a free event.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my next.
Yes. 100% on 100% free for the community. This is an event 100% dedicated to the community, not only from San Luis but the whole Yuma County.
Right, and that's why we're partnering with the chamber. Hello, we're on Chamber Chatter.
Oh, are you partnering with the
We're chamber members. He's a chamber member.
This is a Yuma County chamber. You asked John.
I know.
He keeps correcting me.
Oh yeah,
this is a Yuma County.
It is, and they just opened the new spot down there too, which is wonderful because that's like an incubator for South County business. But we're offering, you know, really attractive sponsorship partnerships, basically, to chamber members so that they can set up a booth, they can talk, tell their story and enjoy the place.
Tell me again what the date is.
May 30th.
May 30th. So you got time.
Yes.
To put this together.
Oh, yeah.
Still nice weather.
Yes.
And it's still good.
It'll be warm, but it won't be terrible.
It's warm's good. Yeah, we'll take warm all day long.
Exactly.
You know, we like it. And May 30th, time?
It's going to start at 3 o'clock, at 3 p.m. And it's going to last until the headliner is going to be at 12 at midnight.
So I'll just put sunlight. That's till sunlight.
3 p.m. till late.
I have been down there. Yeah, they start at 12. So, yeah, it'll still be crowded.
Yeah.
It will be.
Yeah. It's going to be a big day. Big day.
It will be. I look forward to it. Now, it's going to be centered around art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take a break, and I want to come back and talk about that art. And I love the explosion you guys are having.
Thank you.
At Littlewood, I have not been to Rolls and Bowls. I've seen a lot of it on Facebook and what you've put up, but it's impressive. But you guys are tied to the arts, and I want to know why. Yeah, because Rolls and Bowls is a restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's obviously a passion. It's got to be more than that. We'll be right back. AM 560 KBLU. This is Chamber Chatter.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Arizona Army National Guard, aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station,
Hello, I'm Paul Anka. Please join me when I perform Anka Sensima. His songs, my way.
February 28th, 8 p.m. Arizona time, Pipa Event Center at Quixon Casino Resort. In one night, Paul pays tribute to the immortal chairman of the board. On the same night, Paul performs the songs that made him a global legend. Get tickets now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
It'll be a night that you don't want to miss.
It's tax time. That means H&R Block offices are open early, late, by appointment, and on weekends. You can even walk in and drop off your forms.
Can I run in?
Sure. Just be safe. There's a lot of furniture. Convenient hours, convenient location. Just another way it's better with Block.
At participating locations only. Hours may vary by location.
This is Janet Rosenau from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years, offering Hercules tires, a new level of performance and versatility. TerraTrak AT is the next generation of all-weather, on- and off-road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability, longer lasting, outstanding warranty, and road hazard protection too. Get your Hercules tires exclusively at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations.
A February special offer from Cupid. Buy any three Hercules tires and get one for 14 cents with purchase of alignment and road hazard for the entire month of February. Only at Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
It's party time at Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson, Saturday from 9 to 6. The staff of Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson invites you to their annual birthday bash, a day full of sweet treats in celebration of their 54th birthday that you don't want to miss. Check out their Facebook page or website, territorialhd.com, for more details. That's territorialhd.com. Only at Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson, 2550 East Gila Ridge Road in Yuma.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
AM 560 KPLU, Russ Clark back with you. It's Chamber Chatter. I'm filling in for John Curtis. And it was nice of him to get sick. I appreciate it, John. Thank you so much for backing out of this. Because I really like these guys. You know, we got Isaac Russell and Leah and, of course, Abraham Andre. And when we got back, you said you wanted to talk about what now? Something.
The sponsorship partnership.
So the partnership.
They're
going that way. I want to get into the art a little bit.
Well, particularly we're reaching out through the Chamber, which is why we're on Chamber Chatter. And we're all proud Chamber members. And especially the Yuma County Chamber. It's a different kind of chamber. Through our work with the Arizona Citizens for the Arts over the years, they've been amazed, frankly, that a guy like John Curtis, who's chamber guy, supports the arts. And he does. I mean, every time we talk, let's support the arts more. Let's bring it into the community. It makes businesses livelier. It makes business events happier, et cetera, et cetera. So we're reaching out. Tanya and John have been a huge help in this, to all chamber members to be sponsorship partners in this event. What their support does is it showcases local and regional artistic talent, musical, performance, visual, etc., etc. But on the other hand, the event showcases those businesses. So they get to tell their story, and they get to tell the story of the fact that they support the arts in their community, and then why. So it's a symbiotic thing, and we have special packages for that you can find out from
you can't tell them?
Huh.
They got to call the chamber?
They got to call for information. And okay. we also believe in partnership equity. So, like, right. For a traditional event, when you're trying to get sponsorship, you say, if you give me $500, I'm going to give you this.
Right.
If you give me $1,000, I'm going to give you this. We haven't assigned dollar values time. Because a smaller business that gives $500 is really committing to the idea of community and art and showcasing local business, et cetera. Whereas if they have a huge foundation, another business, only giving $500 isn't that much same level of support. So we want to treat them equitably.
Okay.
So it depends on who you are and what you can support.
You
work
arts.
Something
you,
out.
You arts guys.
And we'll give you the benefits. it's a more equitable way to do stuff.
But you want to get businesses involved in this.
Absolutely.
You want to get chamber involved in this.
Yeah.
And I think they have, too. I mean, you've had great success already.
Yes.
Getting that done.
Yeah.
They've been supporting you in whole, I mean, completely. Since
big
the very
time.
Beginning.
Oh, big time.
I mean, I see murals popping up. I see your acceptance to downtown area.
Oh, yeah. Main Street's been great for the co-op. And Chamber support's been great.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of other spinoff projects, too, that aren't necessarily us or the collective or the city or...
You work with the city. You work with the arts.
Yeah, love them. They're our brothers and sisters in art. Totally.
Yeah, I thought there might be some competition. There's not. There's
no. There's
cooperation.
There's only a confluence of interest, never a conflict.
I like it. You're handling things so well. You're a diplomat, aren't you?
that or a diplomatic hippie? Is that what you're trying to say, Russ?
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
now, Abraham down in San Luis, and a great partnership with these guys, too.
Yes.
That's wonderful. You have the business. The business is Rolls and Bowls, which is how things work, because you need to have a center that supports everything else.
Yes.
Where's your passion?
Back in the day when I was way younger, I used to dislike San Luis. I liked San Luis. I was like, there's nothing to do here in San Luis. I want to go to big city, you know. I was like art. I was like music. I was like, all that kind of stuff. So I wasn't able to go anywhere. So that's the main reason that I just, went to these big cities and I like this, like this other. So that's how I started Rolls and Bowls, and just started my three passions, which is music, arts, and food.
Okay.
And that's how Rolls and Bowls got started, I wanted to involve those three elements into the business, and I think we have been accomplished it so far.
So good.
Yeah.
Haven't you been chamber member of the, or business of the... What did you win?
Yeah, we've been for the third year on the road. We've been the best. We have won the best sushi restaurant in the South County.
Wait, you do sushi at Rolls and Bowls?
Yes.
I haven't even been in there.
Yeah, it's a Mexican Japanese cuisine. We use Mexican traditional.
Yeah, who says
flavors.
That doesn't go together?
Yes.
really
jalapenos.
Jalapeno soy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that has been very successful.
Yeah.
How long have you been open?
We've been open since 2014. We started off out in a small food truck. And ever since...
and so you had to check the air pressure of your restaurant. That's nice.
Yes. Then we moved out to this bigger location, which is located in 1627 Cesar Chavez Street. And it's a bigger location with an inside kitchen. We can fit more people. We have a patio. We have a stage. Isaac just built it. And starting in March, we just have every Thursday and Fridays, we got live music. We got plays. We always have something going on. As soon as the weather, the good weather starts hitting in, we always have something going on over the weekends.
Now. Your passion, other passion is art. But obviously you had to pay the bills first. The restaurant is the business. Where did the art come in, or did you start day one having art involved?
Since day one. Since day one when I started the food truck. So right next to the food truck, we have this small place where people will order outside and we'll go inside the building and dine in. We didn't have that much money to, build a real inside kitchen. So people would just order outside, go inside, and we got a couple of murals from Rod Villa, which is one of the best muralists in the Baja California. And we also had a little patio where we started. We didn't, it was not even Chicano Art Collective, or it was nothing. We just tried to. We just invited every Friday live music, and that's how it started.
So describe the art to me. What art are you attracted to?
We bring all type of arts. You know, we try to support all local and regional artists. I know a lot of artists from Mexicali, Tijuana, Ensenada, San Diego.
And they will have displays?
Yes.
And you'll rotate?
Yes.
Yep.
Correct.
Just like little
arts.
Yeah,
Every month. Every month we display different art galleries from different artists.
And are those art pieces available for purchase?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. It's 100%. The commission
so you,
is 100%.
You help out the artist. Plus, you get to display their fine works.
Yes.
That's correct. A win-win.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Just like us, he's commission-free.
Yes.
And you're commission-free.
Yes.
They don't have to buy lunch or anything.
They always get lunch.
Man.
I can't come within a quarter mile of that place and not eat.
Yeah. Oh, it's a... So you're completely commission-free, but you enjoy it. Why do you think you enjoy the art so much? Are you an artist?
No, I'm not an artist. I'm not a musician. When I was younger, I tried to. I just didn't have the dedication.
We all tried. I ate the crayons.
but you know what? Right now, I'm enjoying what I do. I'm working with what I like. I'm working with music. I'm working with art. So something came out about it.
But you were able to put all your passions together.
Yes, exactly.
That shouldn't even be possible. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And it works.
Yes.
And it obviously spools up your passion. Does it spool up the passion of your customers?
Absolutely. Because they see something different. Yeah, you don't see anything like it in San Luis. So that's why we try to do the festival as well. You know, try to create a scene, a movement. So people would understand a little bit the arts and what Chicano Art Walk, Arte en la Calle, it's all about. It's all about community, you know, and just bring all the people together and enjoy the arts, you know.
Now on May 30th is the big one, but you routinely have Chicano Art Walks.
Yes, I roll some balls once a month.
And is it all indoors, or do you put stuff out on the sidewalk?
We close down the parking lot with barricades, and we set up the art walk at the parking lot, and then we have people just join us in the, on the patio. They eat some sushi while they watch some food.
And is that well attended also?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Overflowing.
Overflowing. Yeah. And you've gone, haven't you, Isaac?
Oh.
Yeah. Now...
We've brought artists down there.
Have you had your artwork down there?
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
No, get a microphone. Look at you.
I have.
Look at you. You express yourself all the time in the arts.
Partnering with...
This talking's artistic. Did you know?
he's usually my microphone.
This is...
Yeah, partnering with Abraham, the co-op went down there, I think it was last summer. And we did a big art display. Michelle Loins did an art installation. We did some live art. There was some mapping.
Wait a minute. You took this place, and I know you'll do everything, ceramics, paintings, all kinds of things. And I'm assuming you took a little bit of everything?
Yeah, usually.
What's live art displays? What are you talking about?
So live installation art, for example, Michelle Loins, she'll have like a baby in a box. So it's like a baby that is...
real baby?
Like a real baby, with the mama.
Okay. In a box?
Well, it's art. So it's cool, though, because of the message she's trying to get across with the mom right there, and the baby is standing there. It's old enough to be standing. But it's just live art, and so each one of her different pieces, installation art, has a different meaning. Like she has one on this Saturday at the co-op. But we partnered with Abraham, and it was a lot of fun, and it's seriously a different atmosphere. Just like he said, he didn't like growing up in San Luis. I didn't like growing up in Yuma, and I feel like both of us have the same driven situation where we want to change our cities.
But I know.
And the artwork you took down, a lot of that was for sale, too?
All of it was
for sale.
You
didn't sell the baby? I mean, how much is a baby?
Sell the baby.
I don't even know what a baby goes for.
We tried. But Leah touched on something important there. Just as, and you remember, Russ, like 10 years ago, through organizations like NextGen, you know, with Matt Molinar and others, erasing the idea that Yuma is just a pit stop between Phoenix and San Diego. And that idea, especially in the minds of our local humans,
it's insulting,
has taken root. No. There's a lot more civic pride in this town than there was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
There's a lot more public art. There's a lot more public events. There's a lot more engagement. And that has developed organically through the works of places like the Co-op and Lindsay at the Art Center, et cetera. And he's done the same thing in San Luis. And that is really happening organically, and it's really happening on a large scale. I mean, San Luis is, what, quadrupled in size in the last 8 years? Right.
Yeah.
So there's got to be culture where there's people.
Or a lot of children, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
But the I know you well enough to know that, you know, your passion with the art and all that, you never escape the, you know, the community part of that.
No.
I mean, you weren't just about the art. You were about
how does it
benefit business? How does it benefit our growth? How does it benefit the education?
First and foremost,
you're about the whole thing.
It lays down an increase in quality of life.
Yeah.
If your quality of life is increased, you're a happier person. You're going to go out to dinner more. You're going to go shopping more. You're going to go do this and that. If businesses support you, you're going to support them. It's really quite simple.
But that's the way you started it. I mean, you never went after it just after the art. You were after education, get the kids in, let's train them,
positive self-expression is critical to young mind development. The education piece is, it's all integral. It's all together.
Yeah, which I think is still unique, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's integral in your mind and Abraham's.
Yeah.
But
well,
it's not, I think it's unique. I don't know that everyone went at it that way.
We did. It might not be commonly known, but I mean that's scientific fact.
But it's grown. It's grown huge. It's a great partnership between the two of you because our communities are uniquely different.
Yeah, they
really are.
Sure, I mean there's a lot of overlap. There's a lot of overlap. I mean, we live out, the jungle is halfway between Yuma and.
You live in the jungle.
We do.
And that's out where you're growing organic food or something?
Not as much as we used to. I don't have time. But, you know,
I was wondering how many Isaac Russells we have. Okay.
I do need a doppelganger, too. But, no, I mean, you know, it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We're going to take a break anyway, and we'll be right back. AM 560, KBLU.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
What is that? That's a model airplane.
Yuma Aero Modelers present the 14th annual Fly Yuma Model Airplane Air Show Saturday from 10 to 2. Flights by huge helos, jets, plus static display aircraft. Saturday at Contreras Field, 7 miles north of Yuma off Highway 95 at mile marker 35. $10 per car entry donation. Bring your lawn chairs and dark sunglasses. The Yuma Aero Modelers Fly Yuma Model Airplane Show this Saturday. For information, call 241-2700. 241-2700.
I'm Russ Clark, and I have a couple questions. Will you support a Marine Corps veteran-owned business? Are you aware a local car dealership in town has been giving free oil change to all veterans, regardless of the vehicle type or where they acquired it? Can you believe the same dealership, new vehicles, have a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and nearly half of the brand sold in the USA is also built right here in the United States? Finally, every Hyundai vehicle purchased is a donation added to the Hyundai Hope on Wheels. With $160 million awarded to Pediatric Children Research Institute across the country by year end. Hyundai of Yuma is the answer to your dealership question. I support this veteran-owned business, embrace what they do, and recommend them to you. Drive what you have to Hyundai of Yuma.
Take a test drive. Say, Russ sent me. Drive a new Hyundai home. I am Russ Clark, and I approve of this message.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale. 100% American made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm, American made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts, too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point Firearm Sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point Firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. Police in Mexicali say a retired policeman shot a thief after he allegedly tried to steal from his home. Officers say the man tried to attack the retired officer with scissors. That's when they say he shot him, acting in self-defense. The suspect is in serious condition. An 18-year-old was killed after a horrific crash on 20th Street and Avenue B. It was just after 1 Tuesday morning when Yuma police officers responded to a two-vehicle rollover. We're told a Nissan Xterra was traveling southbound on Avenue B when attempting to turn left onto 20th Street. Authorities say the 22-year-old man behind the wheel collided with a Chevrolet Sonic, causing it to roll over and eject three people from the vehicle. That 18-year-old who died was one of those passengers. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
AM 560 KBLU Chamber Chatter with John Curtis, who's, you know, not feeling his best today. So I'm Russ Clark. I'm going to take over. And I'm going to cover some of the chamber events real quick. There's a mixer coming up on Wednesday, February 26th at 5:30. Deason Garner Hanson Law Firm, 6024 East 32nd Street, $5 for members, $15 for non-members. Get a chance to go out and see the guys out there. It's a nice, I think they've been there a couple years. Panel discussion on doing business with the federal government, Tuesday, March 3rd, Pivot Point, 4 p.m. to 5:30. Social hour, no charge, tickets on Everbright. Get a ticket. That's good. There's a lot of federal government business in this town. Good Morning Yuma, Thursday, March 2nd, 6:30 a.m. Pivot Point, $15. Member, $25 for non-member. The sponsor is Candlewood Suites. Program update from the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, Executive Lowell Perry Jr. Also, Yuma's Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, March 21st, on Yuma's Main Street from 9 to 2. There's going to be displays, booths, exhibitions, music, family fun. And you still have time. There's room for you to get booth space. For nonprofit business, that would be $100. Oh, no, zero. Wait a minute. It's backwards. It's zero. Zero for nonprofits. For profit, $100. So get a booth for Military's Appreciation Day right there on Main Street. Should be a lot of fun. And in studio, Isaac Russell. Tia? Leah, wait a minute. I have your mic off. Leah, Russell. Yeah, your wife.
Not my aunt. She's my wife.
Your aunt. Oh, she's your aunt.
That would be Tia, Russ.
Yeah, okay.
Learn. Aprendes. Anyway, military appreciation. Every class the co-op offers, and has from day one, is free for veterans. Always remember that.
Really?
Always has been. From day one.
You guys do a lot of neat stuff like that. You just pay attention.
Art as therapy is important.
Yeah.
Saves lives.
That's awesome. And of course, Abraham Andres in here also.
Andrade. Hey,
is it Andrade? Well, see, I'm not socially acceptable.
That's okay.
and now, you do a lot of music at your restaurant. Is that a normal thing?
Yes. Every Thursday and Friday, we have either rock, rockabillies, jazz, cumbia, all sorts of music, experimental. So
all sorts of music we display over at Roll.
And what stage?
That's our stage that is outside in the patio.
Okay.
Anybody can approach us.
And talk to you and say, look, I'd want to come
yes,
play?
Yes, actually, we have our Facebook account. We are working on our website. But right now, you can go on to Chicano Art Collective on Facebook.
Okay.
And you'll find a flyer where it says Call to the Artist. There is a link there. You can click on it, and it will take you to a G Drive. So you put in all your information, and right now we just we have a database of the artists from all over the border, different parts of Mexico, San Diego. We have over 100 responses.
Really?
So that's how we get our artists to come up and display our to Rolls and Bowls, and that's how are we getting the artists to come up and display to our festival.
So people want to come sing and dance at your restaurant.
Yes.
the six bands that launched the Chicano Awak 2020 at the co-op 3 weeks ago were phenomenal. Just phenomenal musicians and performance artists.
Yeah. And the neighbors don't complain?
No. No.
No.
That's
San Luis.
music. He doesn't really. His neighbor's a gas station.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so that's fine.
They're okay with it then.
Yeah.
They're all okay. Now, at Littlewood, because you guys are on Main Street now,
yeah,
you have that big open lot next to you.
In our yard, our garden, yeah.
It's all fenced in. It's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's got a stage. And,
uh-huh.
And I know that you have left it open for certain... Have you had a wedding there or something?
We've had wedding rehearsal dinners and receptions. We haven't actually had a ceremony there yet, but we will. We did at the old place.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
People come in to get married right around the art.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I am
capable of it. I am 50 state legal licensed minister.
Are you really?
Yeah. I've done like 35, 36 weddings in my life. It's fun.
And you build things.
Yeah.
That's great. You're a carpenter.
Yeah.
But the space is available. People come by and talk to you about that.
Yeah, and we're super, super cheap.
Okay, but you want people to use it. You want it to be an active location.
Yes, absolutely.
And you got Ed the Hit out there.
Uh-huh.
Although he keeps changing.
Right now he's Vincent Van Gogh. Yeah.
Okay, still Vincent. Yeah. I know he keeps changing. He's mm-hmm. missing an ear.
Yeah.
But you have bands out there? You've had bands.
Dozens.
You do. So you will do small concerts or something like that.
Yeah.
Ever open to the public, or are these kind of private events? What are they?
Mostly public. Some are private if it's a fundraiser
event. If the gates open, you know.
Yeah. Well, there'll be a sign out front. I mean, we just had the Yuma Love Hip Hop Festival, which was a breakdancing contest, 2 against 2.
Okay.
And DJ battle. Almost 300 people came to that. We had dancers from as far as Tucson and Mexicali. A lot of the local dance groups had kids that were performing and competing.
Now,
wonderful family day.
And you consider that all part of what you do?
Yes, of course it is.
It's all part of what you do. And generally, they're members, because you do membership.
Yeah.
Like a monthly fee for
uh-huh.
a member.
Less than $1 a day.
Like it just supports,
yeah.
It supports everything that goes on, including the free classes to the kids
uh-huh.
and training and all that,
uh-huh.
all that kind of stuff.
Exactly right.
And anybody spent the night there yet?
Yes.
I'm just asking. You know, it used to be a house.
We have a blow-up mattress there now.
Oh, you guys will crash.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I tell you,
it gets very late sometimes.
I brought Gabby by, the Miss Yuma County.
Mm-hmm.
She fell in love with the tub. She said, well, can I stay here and take a bath? I said, I think everything's available here with Isaac. I mean, I think...
We've had many people ask if they could take a bath. We're like, yeah,
it's a gorgeous old clawfoot tub, and a lot of people want to use it for photo shoots. But no one's followed through on that yet.
Yeah.
Mothers and expectant mothers like to do, I guess it's a thing to take pictures of your pregnant body in a tub of milk.
But ooh.
Yeah. So a lot of people have asked about that.
More pleasing than that. Give them more credit.
It's a beautiful thing for motherhood, yes.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It really is. It really is. It's a thing. It's a thing, Russ. Check it out.
Okay. I'll take it.
I'm not belittling it at all.
I knew
Russ's head would explode when I said that.
I'll take a look. but you're open to ideas. You guys are free thinkers.
If it's positive self-expression, we want it.
And the facility's available.
Yeah.
In fact, but you do, the last time I was there, you put in a sound room. You were doing something with Are you?
We do have a recording studio that's almost done. I'm actually building more of that today to finish that build out.
You do have hammer in hand when I see you.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do with the sound studio? And I know you talked about podcasts.
We have podcasts that record and produce and do it out of there already.
Okay.
And then recording services for local musicians, mixing, mastering, all of that will be online soon. And we're opening a radio station.
Wait.
Online radio station.
So you start talking about competition, you know, we're going to talk.
Confluence.
All about you, man. No conflict. No competition.
There's not anyway. I don't care. Anyway, but that's interesting. Now, when you talk about radio station, you for the internet type stuff, which is fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, we want to make it local, but we want to have a kids' hour where kids run the show and they learn how to do production, or have Abraham on there talking about his events, but make it so that it's local radio with humans doing their music, doing a talk show, like just making it, Yuma.
Between our two locations, we have enough performances to record them and then broadcast them.
Actual performances.
That would be awesome.
Well, you gonna have any like talk shows? You know, I mean, I'm looking to go by there, man. Maybe.
Johnny Awesome does his.
Johnny
does. Are we weird?
He does a nice job.
He does it out of the co-op.
He does a nice job. I didn't know he was working out of there.
He's on our board.
That's awesome. That's really good. I got to take my last break. You guys sticking around, right?
Yep.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. AM 560. KBLU's Chamber Chatter.
At Nationwide Vision, for a limited time, get 50% off a complete pair of eyeglasses. That's great style at 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision. Service to apply. See store for details.
I am Russ Clark, and I have a couple questions. Will you support a Marine Corps veteran-owned business? Are you aware a local car dealership in town has been giving free oil change to all veterans, regardless of the vehicle type or where they acquired it? Can you believe the same dealership, new vehicles, have a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and nearly half of the brand sold in the USA is also built right here in the United States? Finally, every Hyundai vehicle purchased is a donation added to the Hyundai Hope on Wheels, with $160 million awarded to Pediatric Children Research Institute across the country by year end. Hyundai of Yuma is the answer to your dealership question. I support this veteran-owned business, embrace what they do, and recommend them to you. Drive what you have to Hyundai of Yuma. Take a test drive. Say, Russ sent me. Drive a new Hyundai home. I am Russ Clark, and I approve of this message.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale. 100% American-made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms, on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm, American-made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point Firearm Sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point Firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
His time has come to take the main stage spotlight. Get ready for country sensation Lee Bryce. Friday, March 6th, Pachon Casino Resort. A night filled with hits. Tickets on sale now at the casino box office or at playqcr.com. Lee Bryce.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow@edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow@edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
I used to suffer from endless cycles of sinus infections and nasal congestion. I was so desperate that when a friend told me to flush out my nose with salt water, I just did it. And boom, I could breathe again. Relief at last. Plus, I slept deeper and even stopped snoring. I was thrilled to have found something that actually works and is drug-free. But neti pots are hard to use, and what a mess. I figured there had to be a better way, but there wasn't. So I invented it, and I named it Navage, a high-tech, self-contained nasal irrigator with powered suction. My name's Martin Hope, and I want you to experience drug-free sinus relief, too. Try Navage. And if it doesn't relieve your congestion and help you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. That's Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, available online and at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Bed Bath & Beyond. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
AM 560 KBLU Chamber Chatter minus John Curtis. He's taking a little bit of a breather today. I'm Russ Clark helping out. Isaac Russell's helping out. Lee Littlewood's helping out.
Yep.
Abraham Andretti's here. He's running the place, which is nice of him. We needed it. You guys want to cover some of the things you do at Littlewood? I know you've got, I didn't realize how busy you were. You guys are fighting over the mic, like pushing it away. But, you said as many as 60 in a month you'll do events?
60 events or classes, yeah.
In a month?
A month, that's about average.
It's about average. And those classes, what are you doing?
Oh, man. I mean, last night we had breakdancing class.
Okay, I'm gonna write that one down to skip.
Tuesday night?
No, I'm going to skip that one.
It's free. He'll teach you how to backspin, Russ.
Yeah, well, unless there's an orthopedic surgeon nearby, we ain't getting into that.
No, yeah, but it's a very full calendar. It's available on our website. You can check it out.
That's awesome.
And as always, it doesn't say on there, this one's free for kids or this one's free for veterans.
Right.
All classes are free for veterans. All classes are free for kids 12 and under, no matter what.
Okay.
But there's a lot of stuff going on right now. I mean, Symposium kicks off tomorrow, and it's 41st year downtown. Most of the stuff will be going on at the Art Center. The Pin Exchange is at Lutz tomorrow night. That's a 40-year tradition.
And do you get involved in all of those? I mean,
We're hosting, actually, at the co-op. There's some national and international travelers who prefer to camp. So they're going to be glamping
in your yard.
Mm-hmm. But they'll be able to avail themselves of the kitchen and the bathroom. And
sure.
So
you'll leave the back door open.
Correct.
All right.
And then coming up on the 7th is Project Nunway, which is it's a really interesting fashion show.
Okay.
All recycled materials involved. It's got a pretty heavy campy.
Is it like making a dress out of duct tape thing?
It can do. Yeah.
Okay.
Can be that.
Right.
And then on the 14th is the Yuma Area Art Educators Annual Auction, which is an incredible... Yeah, their acronym's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's all of our local and regional art teachers and other art instructors. They come together, and there's a silent auction, there's student art, there's professional art, there's a live auction, there's food and drink. And it's their number one fundraiser, and we raised $9,000 last year that went directly back into Cibola and COFA and Hederit and all of the local schools for art programs.
Now all of these events are Facebook. You
yes.
keep that up to you have a website also?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Littlewoodcoop.com and at the Facebook page. As you know, I'm 8 years social media free.
No. 8 years?
Yeah.
Really? You gave it up?
Facebook broke the world, man. I can't look at it.
Okay. Don't tell Zuckerberg.
There it is.
It'll be all right. But, yeah.
Well, so, yeah, there's a couple of things coming up. And then, of course, the Connor Art Walk is going to be going on from now until the big event. There'll be some smaller stuff. You want to talk about that a little bit, Abraham?
Sure, starting March, every Thursday and Friday, we have live music, like I said, at Rolls and Bowls. Anyone's welcome to come in and enjoy some good music, some good art, and obviously some good sushi. And we'll wait for you on Chicano Art Walk, Arte en la Calle, along with Littlewood Co-op Studio, May 30th. To 10 same live bands, live music, live arts, food vendors, beer garden.
Car show, lowriders, bicycles, games for kids, probably a water feature because it's going to be warm.
Yes.
Visual art, performance art, two stages.
And some of those bicycles, you know, they are pieces of art.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're talking, those
custom
guys chrome
bikes.
Everything out.
Yeah,
some of them are hard to ride, but they will. they will ride them, but they put a lot into those. And when you're talking about cars with the lowriders,
mm-hmm.
Those are pieces of art.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what they do to those cars.
Yeah. Shout out to Dreddy Works.
Yeah, they do a nice job. And they stopped by because they want to buy the white wall tires. I'm like, nobody buys white wall tires. They do.
Yeah. red rims sometimes.
Isaac, where's Littlewood going in the future? Now, you guys have done so much. I mean, you started from the original location downtown, and I think you've got everything perfect right now with the courtyard. Everything's running really like you'd want, what's next? You guys retire and give it to kids? What do you do?
No, there's more.
There's more?
Yeah, I'd like to open up another location in Somerton because Somerton, like San Luis, is growing, and there's not really anywhere for artists in Somerton to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'd be nice to have a satellite sister project where, as the downtown location is birthed and doing its thing and running itself, then we could start a new place in Somerton.
So yeah, when I said it, you guys instantly looked like, oh, how's he know? I don't. I figured you guys were saturated, but you looking to expand?
Not in the next 5 years, but yeah, for sure.
what would it take for you to go to Somerton? I mean, well, you would have to find somebody down there that has shares your passion.
Oh, there's like five places I'm looking at, but yeah.
5 years? You said you're already looking at five places. No one looks at five places if they're 5 years out.
Well, we didn't think we were going to start the co-op like we did. I mean, we went in on a Wednesday in February of 2017, and by Friday we were swinging hammers. Like, things just happen for the best, and everything keeps falling in our laps correctly, so we're taking it as we can.
Now, do you have a... I mean, I know Isaac is retired. He doesn't do anything anymore, but do you have, like, a real job outside of this?
Murals. He does a lot of handiwork, and I do murals. It's
okay, so you do the murals and stuff, and that's...
Yeah, yeah. And we don't draw a salary from the co-op. Yeah.
And I do side jobs, man. I build fences. I do landscaping. I fix people's roofs because I have, you know, old skills. And that's really where I make my actual income, our money.
Have you thought of opening a restaurant and selling sushi?
No, there's no way we could best him. But where we want the co-op to go in the near future is to become better, even more supported, so that we're able to give directly back.
Right.
We wouldn't be here if it weren't for the support of this community, and we know that. But we know also that we have affected positively thousands of lives. We'd like to be able to give scholarships. We'd like to be able to give, you know, artisan residencies to people to come in and teach. We don't quite yet have the wherewithal to do those things, but as our support continues to grow, we're just going to turn it right back around and give it back to the people, you know.
So you're using this really as a continued platform of artistic growth in our community.
Yeah, and building community in every sense of the term. I mean, it's a catalyst for change in our community for good.
You guys are really hippies, aren't you?
We don't smell like this.
Yeah, I smell good. Yeah. But I mean, if that's those ideals, then yeah, I'll own that badge, sure.
But you're done with program work now. I mean, you're this is it for you.
Yeah.
You found your niche that you love, you're staying
with it. Just the nonprofit sector. I mean, as you know, I was DOD at YPG for 11 years. And
that's right.
And important work, but that part of my life's done.
Rumor is you're good at it. I've got to go because we're running out of time.
Hmm?
But thanks so much for coming. I appreciate all you guys do for community. I mean, everything you do is really community-oriented and supportive of other businesses and other interests
yeah.
other than just yourself.
And that's Chicano Art Walk 2020. Check it out.
It's
May 30th in San Luis.
And
huge showcase.
We'll be there. AM 560 KBLU, this has been Chamber Chatter. We'll be back next week.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which
from
the program
air conditioning and heating studio,
and may have been
this
previously
is
disseminated
Talk
by
560
them.
KBLU.